I was actually born in Violet Cottages, or Violet Cottage in Western Road. Went to Quilter School and then to the senior school in the School Road. I remember one dark night, don't quite know when, but near Christmas, and I was with a group out carol singing, and we decided to knock on the door of Basil Brooks in High Street. And of course the library wasn't there then. And we sang one carol on the steps, and to our amazement, somebody opened the door and said, "Mr. Brooks wishes you to come into the hall." And we all stood round, and he came down the stairs, a lovely staircase as it is now, and we sang. And I believe he asked for a particular carol, but I can't quite remember. But he was such a lovely man, and so appreciative of the singing, and we all stopped and talked for quite a while to him. So that's
who was Mr. Brooks?
Basil Brooks was a JP, very well known in the town, and of course the lovely house. His brother had a beautiful house on the top of Langdon Hills. He was into pretty much everything in the town. Lovely person.
And this was Bergstead Lodge.
Yes.
And did he not have an unfortunate...
And yes, and of course, terrible thing, the new plane was the Comet, and we heard that him and his wife had taken the maiden flight, and it crashed, and they died. Terrible blow to the town and everybody.
What are the characters, or who else can you remember from the past?
Well, when I went to school at Quilters, my first teacher was Miss Florence Powell. I'm sure everyone knows her. Very happy time at school, loved it, and she was splendid with all the little children. Another thing I remember was when I was may have been 6 or 7. My mother used to take me into Miss Wade's sweet shop, which is now Raven's Bakery. And I kept on and on to my mother. She used to weigh the sweets out on a little set of scales with a little shovel, and they used to fall into the dish. I wanted to get in there and weigh out sweets. And so my mum spoke to her. I think she was Miss Clara Wade. And bit of a martinet, and anyway, yes, she agreed that I could go down on Saturday mornings and help her. And so down I went. I don't know if I was going to get any payment or anything, but I just wanted really to weigh the sweets. And so I went down, and much to my surprise, I was shown into the back room, and I wasn't going to be weighing any sweets. Not then or ever. My job was to dust and to look after the cat. So, as you can imagine, I didn't stay there very long.
How old were you?
I can't really remember. Not very old. But also I remember moving up the High Street, Fred Eales. And when I used to come home at night from the bus, I used to work in Chelmsford, and walk up the High Street. He used to know I would be passing about 10 to 6, and he was always waiting out the front there to have a little word, or to grumble about something, or to have a look at my evening paper. And I got to know him quite well. He was a lovely old chap.
What sort of shop did he have?
He had, he used to make harnesses for horses and things, and the pegs that are out there now, if you look, evidently are where things used to hang.
And that is where the museum is.
And that's right, where the museum is, yes. Mm. I think it's part of his house, actually, isn't it? Mm. He would have been pleased about that, I think.
Did you know Mrs. Cater?
No, I didn't, actually. I probably met her, but didn't know much about her. No. And then another little thing, over the co-op that used to be at the bottom of the High Street, there's a huge room, and we used to have a dance school in there for small children. We used to do tap dancing and ballet, and I remember that one of the carnivals, we had to dance on the back of a big lorry thing over in, I think it was over here on Sun Corner, and we did our dancing. I always remember we had to be lifted down, we were only little, and Dr. Wells lifted me down, and I thought that was something special.
And Dr. Wells, now he was a famous soldier, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know. He belonged to the Wells and Perry Brougham family, I know that. And his wife was rather delicate, and my mother used to go and sit with her some evenings for company. Yes, he was a very nice man, very nice.
Yeah. What about other people in the High Street now? You had a very good set of butchers and bakers.
Ben Clark Senior was lovely, and I always remember once I used to have very curly hair, and we went in there once, and I don't know whether it was during the war or after the war, but I know we were rationed with corned beef, and he used to slice so much for each family, and he was doing that once, and I wasn't very little, very very old. And he held the knife up and he said, "Now I'm going to have your curls." And I jumped round the back of the mother. But he was lovely, I liked him. So.
And his son Ben is...
And of course Ben now, yes.
Does a lot with the church. Yes. Now tell me about the church, because you have a connection.
My grandmother had her own seat there, lady who lived in that house. Mm-hmm. And that's the house there.
Yes, yes.
There was Bassams. Mm-hmm. This is Miss Wade's.
Yes.
Was. Then there was Bassams, and then there was my grandmother's house. Yeah. And I'd like to know, actually, if anybody knows what happened to the house, because I don't know.
That must have been about...
Well, they came to Billericay in 1914.
Yes. Yes, so we'll check that out for you.
I would be very interested to know what happened to it.
Yes. But the church.
Yes. Well, she had her own seat there, her own pew, and my parents were married there, and my brothers and sister and I were all christened there, and my girls were christened there. I was married there. I loved the church, and. We had to go, my sister and I had to go every Sunday morning to church. My brothers never had to go. We were a bit cross about that, but we did. We had to go. And we used to have white berries. We had to wear a hat then. I liked the church. I really couldn't see any reason to build a new church, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked about it, I was told that it was because there wasn't room. Well, I can tell them that the church was, it was huge upstairs down there. Mm. It was never full, so it had to turn anyone away. So my family now go to Great Birstead Church.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great welcome there, and it's very nice, because my husband died, and 3.5 years ago, he's buried down there, and all my family are down there. So we thought it was more appropriate to go down there. I do go to things down here when I think they've done very well with it. And my girls have played down there for Julian Wybrae.
Yes.
And
also your husband Ernie, now his family are connected with the twin town in... Billerica.
Some years ago, there was... talk here about twinning Billericay and with another town in America, and I thought, I got a bit cross about it, and I thought, if it's going to be twinned with anyone, it's going to be twinned with Billerica in Massachusetts, which was named after this town. Now, can't have any better twinning than that, can you? And my oldest daughter Susan and I, we got things together and rushed off to a printer's in Brentwood, and we wrote the charter and got it all printed and got it couriered out to America so that the chairman out there signed it when I signed it here, and it's now in the council offices. So that was the start of that. We took, it was very successful. First trip, I think we took 29 people out with us and had a wonderful welcome. They were so kind and lovely, really lovely people. And we went twice, actually.
When did it start? When did your twinning start?
Oh, I can't tell you. I've forgotten, actually. But it's about 12 or 13 years, I think.
But it is successful, isn't it?
I think they come here
and you go there. Yes.
We went there and they came back here, and very nice people.
Yes, yeah. But your husband had a connection with them, with the original people, I believe. Or was he not? Oh. Now tell me about your school days during the war. I think you mentioned that they're clear still, aren't they?
Well, because P.G. White was the headmaster at school, and we always... what I remember is when the siren used to go, we used to have to go into the shelter, and we used to have a little box of food as well as our cardboard gas mask box. And we used to have to practice. We used to sit all on benches, and it was horrible. It was a concrete floor and, you know, brick building sort of thing. We used to have to practice crawling through the escape. I used to hate that. It was so small and on our knees, and a little door at the end. That was our practice during the war. And of course, we all had our shelters at home, our Anderson shelters, and we used to often get over the fence and go into our neighbour's shelter, or we would, and we heard all the machine gunning, all the dog fights over the back, going up the channel. It was awful.
Where did you live then?
In School Road.
What number?
33. School Road.
Did everyone have a shelter?
I think so. I think they did.
It was a nasty time.
Oh, it was awful. And as my brothers were called up, they both went over on D-Day. And they've gone now, I'm afraid, but they came home safely. And I still have a sister in Brentwood who's alive.
Yes.
And I'm the youngest of the four of us.
Yes. And tell me about some of the things, such as the WI. The WI is quite famous here, isn't it?
Yes, it's. I don't know if it still is. It was one of the largest in the country. And when I was secretary for 4 years and president for five. And when I was president, we had 170 members and 17 committee. It's really, and of course, the wonderful thing is we own the whole. Yes, and.
You were one of the first as well, I think, in 19...
Yes, we are actually older than county. Yeah.
Yes.
It's, I'll tell you what the birthday is. Yeah, it was our 94th birthday.
Gosh.
So next year, in March, we're 95, which is really something.
It certainly is.
A great believer in the WI. Yes. I think they're wonderful. Yes. For women, and have some wonderful dues. We had some lovely times there, and good speakers, and it's very nice for ladies to all go there together, I think.
You don't want men to enter the membership. We're going to finish in a moment, but give me an idea of some of your memories of this town in which you've lived all your life.
Well, when I met my husband at a Christmas party at the youth centre, which they used to have in the senior school, very successful youth centre, and when he spoke about getting married, I said to him, well, there's just one thing. And he said, what's that? I said, I never intend to leave Billericay. So he accepted that, and that's how we ended up.
And you love it?
Yes, oh yes, I'd never leave Billericay.